Horias, first parak, second Mishnah. Horiru based in the Yodu Shetou. There's in Paskin and they chapped that they made a mistake. The Chosuban, they changed their mind. Bein Shavi Kaparosan, Bein Achilavi Kaparosan, even before, whether they already brought the Koban or not. The Holoch, the Osam PM, and somebody Pask accepted the Psak and he was not aware of the fact that they changed their mind. So Rab Shimon says that he is Potter from bringing a korban because he was entitled to rely on that psak. He didn't have to be updated exactly when they changed their minds. Rabbi Lezer, Oimel Sufik, he says it's a Sufik because he should have asked Bezdin, and from the fact he didn't, it's as if as he's Mesupik and therefore brings an Ashim Toli, a Chiddush. If he was sitting at home and he did not make himself aware of this, then he's chay, because if it's in Mechudish Tikka Psaka Bezin, he should clarify to make sure that it's still pending. But if he went out of town, then he's potter, because he didn't have to know what was going on. Kiva says, I'm in such a case that it's more of a reason to patter him because he was really honest. He was already on the way out of town, and once he's on the trip, they didn't have these machines to update on latest psakim. Why is this different than someone sitting at home? He's explaining the chilek between the two is that someone staying at home, he should have had the ability to hear the change in psak, and therefore we hold that he's responsible for it, at least according to Rabbi Akiva. But if he already started his trip, then he's not responsible to know. The Maises before in the Gemara, that even if he didn't fully leave the town, he just already made them started traveling out, that's already, since he's tired and preparing himself to leave, that is enough to relinquish him from responsibility of knowing if the Bezdin changed the psak.